digital underground.
It's really hard to move the cursor around with your eyes the same way that you do with your hands, because you don't have the same sort of fine and careful control of exactly where you're looking, the same way that you have the fine and careful control of exactly where your fingertip is going to be.
Anthony Hornoff ist Professor für Informatik an der Universität Oregon. Gemeinsam mit zwei Studenten hat das Programm iDraw entwickelt. Allein durch die Bewegung der Augen kann man am Computer damit zeichnen. Ohne aufwendigen VR-Helm oder schwere Brillen mit integrierten Kameras werden die Augenbewegungen von einer am Computerbildschirm befestigten Kamera, dem sogenannten Eye-Tracker, zum Computer übertragen.
Clicking on buttons with the eyes is a pretty well-established means of interacting with the computer using your eyes. You have to make the buttons pretty big to make sure that you're looking at the button, but that's a pretty well-established solved problem. Like when you type with your eyes, you're looking at these different buttons, but being able to start drawing in the middle of just a white screen, that was what we solved. That's the new problem.
Seine Studenten Anna Cavender und Rob Hosserton haben ein Programm in Java geschrieben, das die Daten aus dem Eye-Tracker auslesen kann und in einem grafischen User-Interface darstellt, damit die User eben in der Mitte eines weißen Bildschirms zu zeichnen beginnen können. Wie das Programm jetzt funktioniert, erklärt der Informatikprofessor.
Wherever you put your gaze on the screen, there's a little dot that appears. We call that the eye cursor. Now you can move this eye cursor all around the screen and it just moves and nothing gets drawn. But if you hold your eyes steady at a location for half a second, the cursor turns red. And what that means is the computer is saying to you when the cursor turns red, if you continue to hold your eyes right here, I'm going to start drawing a line right here or a box or a circle.
Nachdem die einfache Kommunikation zwischen Computer und User funktioniert hat, haben die Entwickler dann festgestellt, dass essentielle Funktionen dennoch fehlen. Undo und Save zum Beispiel. Anthony Hornoff über die Probleme.
The key question was simply, can the users control the drawing process? Are they able to make a line? Are they able to make a circle? Where they want to do it? If they can do that, then colors are easy.
Also gibt es jetzt auch Zeichnungen in Farbe. Mit iDraw können Menschen mit motorischen Einschränkungen, die vielleicht nur mehr über die Augen kommunizieren, sich wieder ihrer Umwelt mitteilen. Die Informatikstudentin Anna Cavender, die das Programm mitentwickelt hat, beschreibt die eigentliche Zielgruppe.
We're targeting that towards children with mobility impairments who otherwise would not have a chance to draw pictures at all. And we found that this is really crucial for the developmental processes of children. And these children are really missing out on that. So it's been really fun to watch people use it.